Bryson DeChambeau put up a 7-under 65 today, and to talk about the Masters, who better than our local PGA golf pro? You can watch him on TV, 18 Holes Golf TV on Twitter, Swing Clinic on Twitter. It's on Bally's. He's our good buddy, Jimmy Hanlon. Jimmy, how are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Kenny? Hi, JT. How are you guys?
We're good. We're always better when you're on to talk golf with us, because that means one of the majors is happening, and it's the Masters. And let's start, first of all, with the weather delay this morning, Jimmy. How will that affect guys as far as having to play more holes in a shorter period of time, or did it help them because the greens became slower from the water?
Well, I think it's going to affect one guy that you and I have been talking about on the radio for over 20 years. And that's Tiger, right? And that's the big, to me, that's the big story, is Tiger Woods is probably going to have to play 27 holes tomorrow. And as we all kind of know, the one issue with Tiger is that, you know, his stamina, is he going to be able to walk a lot on a golf course? And you know, will he give out in that last 9 holes tomorrow after having to play a lot of golf, you know, tomorrow? So it'll be very interesting to see how many holes he gets done today and how many he will have to play tomorrow, because to me, that's the big story, right?
Just got an alert from, I think, Bleacher Report. He birdied his first hole today.
That's good for the first hole.
Yeah, he did. He birdied one, but then he hit it straight in the woods on two and had to punch out and hit it over the green. And he's got a crazy hard up and down for par on two. So exciting to see him birdie one. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, Freddie Couples said that he played 9 holes with Tiger yesterday, and he didn't miss a single shot in 9 holes, and feels like that, you know, he's hitting it and playing as good as he's seen him play in years. So that's very interesting, because I did not see that coming in.
All right, how does the LIV Tour players, how does this affect them where they have to go 72 instead of 54? Could that affect, did it affect some of them last year in closing on the last day, where it's something they weren't used to playing? Or no, it's like a bike. You learn how to ride it, and then once you get back on again, it comes right back to you.
Yeah, Kenny, it doesn't matter to these guys. 72, 100, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are incredible athletes. They're in great shape. It honestly doesn't make a difference at all, truthfully. I just don't think that. And that's when I talk a lot about LIV Tour and PGA Tour. And I think people think that I'm pro LIV Tour because I do defend a lot of the LIV's players. And, you know, I don't like the shorts, and I don't like the 54-hole format. I don't like a lot of things about the LIV Tour. But what I do know is that they have some of the best players in the world that are currently playing on that tour. And I don't care if they're playing on the Kenny Rota Tour. They're still the best players in the world, and they're really good, and they're going to compete when it comes to time for a major championship. And, you know, we're seeing it right now. I had a little Twitter battle last week about it, and this guy was like, well, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, he's no good. I'll give you that Rahm's good and you know, and these guys. But, Bryson DeChambeau just shot 7-under, and I think he's pretty good.
You got to see the purse in that Kenny Rota tournament, man. You might want to get into this thing. Big purse there, Jimmy Hanlon. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, when we talk about golf right now, now that the March Madness tournament's in the rearview mirror, the one thing that we see is a team gets on a roll. Who's playing really well right now, and does that matter in a tournament like the Masters?
You know, it matters a little bit. It's nice to be in good form and not be fighting through it when you get there. But at the end of the day, as we saw in golf, there's guys that missed a cut the week before and win the next week, right? So some of it's a little bit of ball bouncing the right way. Some of it's a little bit of just getting in some good rhythm. Some of it's just they like the golf course, right? They play really well at the certain golf courses, and there are guys that play really well at Augusta. And that's what you're going to see this week, is typically you find a player that plays well at Augusta, they normally do every year. And there's guys that play bad at Augusta that don't like it.
Jimmy, I made a few wagers on this tournament. The one guy I told you about, Wyndham Clark, I got good odds on him, right? I put $5 down to win $200, whatever, and he's 3-under. That's nice. But I also covered myself because I put a few bucks down, even though the odds aren't good because he's the favorite, on Scottie Scheffler. And I'm looking at what Scottie's done according to ESPN.com. Tied for 10th, first, tied for second, and he's tied for third here today. Is he the best player on the tour right now, and is he playing his best this year because of the putter?
He's putting better, so yes. And Scotty is one of the best ball strikers, without a doubt, and definitely one of the best players. Would I say that he's the best? Again, that's when you get into the live idea of it is we're not seeing him compete against some of the other guys that may be considered the best.
Right.
You know, John Rahm had some words for him at the Ryder Cup and finished him off there when we played. So I really have a hard time not thinking that John Rahm's not the best player in the world. And that's not a slight against Scotty Scheffler. Scotty's a great, great player and right up there and consistent every week. Really only one club in his bag struggles, and that is that putter when it gets going sideways. But I think there's three or four guys that would have an argument of who the best player in the world are. And Rahm and Scheffler are up there. And again, when you're talking major championship, you know, you take Brooks Koepka's name out of there, you've lost your mind.
I agree with you on that, and I love Brooksy. I put a few shekels down on him as well to take the big names in a tournament like this because you get good odds before it starts, right? But I think you brought up something, and I'm curious to see if this will be a factor for Scotty. In fact, you pointed out the Ryder Cup and what was said. And if I'm Scotty Scheffler, I would love nothing more than to have John Rahm have to put that green jacket on me on Sunday based on what he said and what happened.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's fun. Look, I think a lot of people think the professional golf's in a bad place. And I think in some ways it is, Kenny, because we want to see week in and week out the best players playing against each other. But there is a little bit of animosity between these live players and these tour players. And I think, like, if you listen to Golf Channel this week, a lot of people were saying that they thought that Rahm probably is looking back on it and regretting, making this move and taking the money. And I don't know that that's true. In fact, I would honestly say that I think that maybe Rory McIlroy's looking back on it. A guy that was, supposedly offered $950 million and saying, man, I should have took the money because eventually we're all going to be together anyway. And, and I'm going to miss out on that money.
Jimmy Hanlon, our guest right now, talking golf. Jimmy, you know, as it pertains to golf in general, what are your thoughts personally on, like, these top golf places that pop up and these simulators that are showing up in every bar across town?
You know, I love it. I really do. And I'll tell you, the reason that I love it is because it just extends the game of golf past just on the golf course, right? And I think it's really, really cool that, especially here in Cleveland, guys, where we live, or in Northeast Ohio, you can't play golf 12 months out of the year, but you can now, right? You can go into these indoor places, go to these places with heated stalls and heated bays and be able to hit balls and at least keep your game in somewhat good form for when the golf courses open up. And Top Golf has brought a lot of people to the game of golf that I think never thought would play golf in their lives. Went out there, said, let's go have a few drinks, let's have some good food and take a few swings. And they're like, wow, this is pretty fun. Maybe I should go try this at a different level. So I think it's all great. Now, again, I'll be completely transparent. That's coming from a guy that's in the process of opening up an indoor place and helping the city of Westlake build a covered range facility to be able to practice all year round. So, I'm involved in projects outside of my golf courses now, and I'm excited about it. I think it's great.
If it teaches you to get outside, so be it. And it's good for you, and it keeps people moving, too. And, Jimmy, where do we get you now? Do we still get 18-hole swing clinic? Do we get pin shot, too?
Yeah, we got it all right now still. Nice. Same thing for me. With all the stuff going on with the regional sports networks and across the country, I've been pretty fortunate that I've actually picked up a couple networks. I'm going to be in some areas that I wasn't before in the country, up in Boston now on Nesson and over in Pittsburgh. So, it's a year-to-year thing with this stuff. But, yeah, we're full on. My shows start at the end of April. 18 holes, our first episode will be on the end of April. And Pin Shot with Riz there will be on. And 18 holes, my first episode, which I don't remember exactly when it airs. It might be 1st of May. Mm-hmm. Going to be pretty cool. As Kenny knows, with me, I'm a big Raider fan, and we were out in Vegas right before the Super Bowl, and we shot a show, and I had Charles Woodson and Willie Gault and Tim Brown and Marcus Allen and all those guys on the show with us,
and
it was a little competitive stuff too, and it was a lot of fun to do while we were out there, and I love watching guys that golf is their, you know, their love now, but they've made their money in other sports, and just how competitive and how passionate they are about the game. And it's fun. It's fun to be around.
Well, do we get you back in either Stark County or Summit County? Because all my buddies that saw you at Prestwick, they're all claiming that they could have been closer to the pin, but they didn't get enough shots in at it. Do we get you back in Stark County?
Yeah, you know what? Tell the people in Stark County to DM me on Twitter at Jimmy Hanlon and tell me what golf course they want Riz and I to go. We're actually building a schedule right now, Riz and I, for pin shot for the season. So, tell them to buzz me and let's get it done.
Hey, how about this? We have you today. You mentioned you're a Raider fan. Tomorrow in studio with us, the new Pro Football Hall of Fame residency program they're bringing in for 28 weeks this year, a Hall of Famer for the entire week, and having them do different visits throughout the community and that. We've got Tim Brown in studio with us tomorrow.
So Tim Brown, I actually gave a few golf tips while we were out in Vegas. So you could ask him why I was out there. We got to meet him. I mean, again, I hope he would remember, but he was on the show with us there, and he's awesome. Tim Brown is, we talked Notre Dame because we shot a show on 18 holes at Notre Dame. And, man, first of all, he's good. He's got a great golf swing. He's got great rhythm. He's very good at the game. And he's just a great person, man. He's thriving in business after golf, getting involved in some other stuff. And he was one of my favorite Raiders. And I was so excited to get him on the show. And it was just, I'll tell you, I showed up early because we were going to do the show, and Marcus Allen was on the putting green, and I actually didn't notice it was him. We were the only two people there, him and I, and I walked over and he started hitting some chips, and I'm like, hey man, you got a pretty good chipping stroke. He looked up and said thanks, and I'm like, oh my god, that's Marcus Allen, right? But 15 minutes later I'm over on the range giving him a lesson, you know, helping him hit it. So it was Tim's awesome. You guys are gonna love interviewing him. He's as good as it comes.
That's great. Now which show was that for again, so when we bring it up tomorrow we can mention it, Jimmy?
That was for 18 holes, but it was at a celebrity charity event. And it was actually Santonio Holmes and Charles Woodson's celebrity charity event where we were at. So he may not remember the 18 holes part, but he'll know Charles Woodson and Santonio's celebrity event out there that he played in, and you know, and he'll remember me from there for sure.
Great. That's awesome. Jimmy Hanlon, our guest, the PGA Golf Pro. We always have him on for the majors, and today the first one of four underway in Augusta. And right now, Bryson DeChambeau in the clubhouse, your leader at 7-under. All right, what's the winning score in Jimmy Hanlon's mind going to be here? 7-under is a great number, but I don't know if we'll see anybody shoot 7-under, you know, Saturday or Sunday, Jimmy, either moving day or the final day. So what do you think the under par score is going to be?
Well, Kenny, it'll depend on how much they decide to dry the golf course up. I mean, 7-under is a good score, and they shot that because the greens are so soft right now. And so what they'll look at moving forward is, you know, and do they get any more rain? You know, they have a thing called a sub-air system underneath the green where they actually dry the greens. They have the ability to suck the moisture out of the greens and make them firm. If that happens and the greens get a little more firm for the weekend, and I think the wind's supposedly going to kick up a little bit this week, maybe even this evening, they said. You know, I don't expect it to go crazy. I would say somewhere in that 12 range, I mean, 15 okay. Max, you know, and it could even, like, if it gets really difficult, stay right around double digits, 10 under.
Yeah, so people that can shoot even par today, still going to have a chance, and you've got to make the cut, obviously. That's huge, too, but there's less, right, Jimmy? So should we be able to get through the necessary holes tomorrow? Because what do you have, 90 golfers as opposed to, like, 150 maybe in the U.S. Open or something like that?
Yeah, no more rain. They'll get through for sure tomorrow. They'll get it back on track, and they'll get through for sure tomorrow. And again, you and I have been doing this for a long time, talking about this. The score that they shoot on Thursday is about as important as a preseason football game in the mm-hmm. NFL. Like, uh-huh. Thursday really means nothing. You got to kind of put yourself somewhat in position by Friday. But you can be 10 shots back and still win the Masters, right? I mean, it's just people juggle around. The pressure comes on. You know, that leader starts to hit a few bad shots. You see the ball go in Race Creek. I mean, we saw it with Spieth. Wow. We saw it with Rory, four-shot lead going into the back nine. You know, yeah. Mason 8. I mean, we've seen the greatest players in the world blow major leads at Augusta. So, you know, Thursday's just fun, getting jockey into position. Friday, just stay in the game, and then the weekend's where it's at.
Jimmy, I want to ask you quickly about tools of the trade, because when we saw the ceremonial, whatever they call it, the honorary starters today with Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tom Watson, he said Jack hit a tailor-made QI-10 LS driver. And now that my man Desiker moved to Florida, I don't have an in to get anything at a good price. What does a driver like that cost?
I mean, you're probably in the 500 to 600 range, probably, to be honest with you. You know, these drivers are expensive. They figured out, the golf manufacturers figured out that people will pay anything to hit a tournament, right? So the price of drivers and stuff has gone up so much. You know, a new set of irons, you can get into a new set of irons for probably under $1,000 or right around in that area. Mm-hmm. So a new driver's, you know, half of that just for one club. But that's that's really the world. And you know, listen, you don't need Desker. You guys just call me. We got the Linksman house at Stonewater now, where we have a full fitting center, TrackMan, all that stuff. So let Desker stay down there and enjoy the sunshine and stuff. We'll get you taken care of up here.
Out of way.
All right, Jimmy, before we let you go, Brian, give me another minute here, Brian. I got to get Jimmy's thoughts on, based on what we've seen so far, first round, who does Jimmy Hanlon like to be playing for the green jacket on Sunday?
I love Rom. Again, I think he's one of the best players in the world. You're going to see Scotty Scheffler probably. He just is so good, he stays in it. I don't think he's going to win. For some sleepers, Golden Flash, man, Kent State Golden Flash, Corey Connors. He's a great ball striker. Yeah, got a little inside info that he's been hitting really good lately. If he could get that putter rolling, I love him. And Cam Smith, man, if you go back and look, I know he went to Live. He might have taken a little vacation, tried to spend a little of that Live money right out of the gate when he did that. But he's starting to find his form again. He loves Augusta. He plays really good in major championships. Him and Brooks are tough to go against when you're talking about major championships.
Yeah, and your guy right now, Corey Connors, shot a 2-under-70 in the books already today. So he's right there, Jimmy. So great insight, as always. Hey, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure doing this with you all these years, and you continue to make time for us here on WHBC. We appreciate it. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll talk to you at the next major, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks, Kenny. Thanks, JT.